Bob and Pam, AI or artificial insemination is an important tool most dairy producers use to aid in the hopes of improving their dairy herd quality. Not so long ago, the introduction of sex semen became a reality. In other words, farmers could actually decide whether they wanted a female calf, which again aided the farm in keeping the cost of replacements down. ABS Global, along with many other prominent bull studs, had to contract with a third party to sex that semen, however. In other words, they were at the mercy of a secondary company to provide the separation process of the semen. Recently, a Supreme Court ruling in Madison found that Sexing Technologies, the company that provided the sexing technology, was a monopoly and illegal. And ABS and other bull studs don't have to only work with ST or sexing technology anymore. Jesus Martinez, Business Development Director of Genus Research with ABS Global, joins us to tell us what this means for dairy producers and bull studs across the nation.
In 2014, summer of 14, ABS Global filed antitrust case lawsuit against Sexing Technology. What we wanted was to have the ability to be able to launch our genus sex semen technology to allow, give the opportunities for both dairy and beef producers in the U.S. and other places around the world to have another alternative and technology in the sex semen space. So what happened from that, came to court in August of Madison Federal Court in August of 2016 as part of a jury trial. And the result from that is that the jury did render an opinion that ST had held a monopoly in the sex semen processing market and that they had done so illegally since July of 2012, sort of paving the way for ABS to be able to launch this technology. And then what happened after that is that we filed an injunction because we had a contract with them for 5 years, and we felt that since they were found to be a monopolist and they have done so illegally, we wanted to basically terminate the existing contract that we had with them. And that decision was just came out on March 31st, last week. The court gave us a favorable ruling on that injunction to ABS that basically allows us immediately, if we wanted to launch our technology, and also required Sexing Technologies to inform all the other artificial insemination studs in the U.S. to provide notice to them that they could terminate their contracts with ST with a 12-month notice period. Well, what it means is if they choose not to wanting to work with ST and they want to access our technology, they can do so, but they will have to provide Sexing Technologies with a 12-month notice period. I think first ST needs to inform them because that's a ruling that was held by the court. And then if they choose to do that, they'll have that option without any penalties.
Jesus, maybe you could explain to us, why did you seek this? Was it hurting financially? Was it hurting your company? Tell us about that.
No, the reason that we did that is, one is we wanted, obviously, ST was the only game in town. We felt that we had a technology that could be competitive, both in offering products to dairy and beef producers. And, you know, we have been working that technology for over 10 years now. And we just wanted access to the market and have the opportunity to offer a second choice to both dairy producers in the U.S. and around the world.
Was this a long fought out battle with ST? Or was this a pretty cut and dry, pretty quick deal?
No, I would say it again. If you do the math, from 2000, we started in 2014 to 2016, so it took a bit over 2 years. A lot of time, a lot of effort, and obviously, when you go to court to fight these things, it is you know, something that you would hope that you don't have. You don't have to do, but I think in the end, we're now very excited with the court ruling, and again with the opportunity to launch our technology to provide again choice for both dairy and beef producers across the United States.
How do customers benefit from this latest ruling?
Well, I think customers now will have a choice, either to use ST or to use ABS. I think it allows companies like both them and us to then obviously up our game relative to continue to work in our technology, to continue to improve the things that we're doing, to enhance, to provide dairy producers with access of new technologies, at prices that people can afford, depending on obviously the genetics that they want to use on their farm, whether it's a commercial farm or whether it's a farm that, that has, whether you have 50 cows or 10,000 cows. And I think it's having options, I think is a good thing. Just like when we go and purchase vehicles or a TV, having access to different brands, different price points for products, I think is really good for the industry and for consumers.
Like you said, there was only one game in town earlier, and they could kind of put any price they wanted on services. Now that there's multiple, can customers that are raising cattle, can they expect the prices of sex semen to go down?
I would say that would depend, right? We made a significant investment over this 10-year period, and we also have to capitalize in paying for that investment. We spend tens of millions of dollars in the technology. I think that we'll have different price points of affordability for consumers and customers. And depending on those genetics, people, I think, will have a choice and a price range of things that could be affordable to them. And if they want to pay a higher price for a product that has a high genetic makeup, they have the ability to do that as well.
A lot of dairy producers sex their semen so they produce females. While beef producers, are they picking up on the trend but going the opposite way, trying to have more bull calves born to make steers out of?
We've seen a couple of phenomena. I think we've seen a big trend in the U.S., I would say the last 5 or 6 years, where a lot of people are using, sex semen for using the replacement animals and using, for example, Angus semen, whether sex or conventional, in those replacements to produce beef animals. And I think we believe that sex semen in beef is going to continue to increase. I think the utilization right now is very low, but we think is moving in a direction that will continue to increase. We have looked at it over the last 10 years, and I think I know there have been a lot of up and downs with market conditions, et cetera, but I think when we look at compounded annual growth of sex semen over the last 10 years, it has grown significantly. I think it's something like 10% probably compounded annual growth over time. We believe that it's going to continue to get better as the processes improve. And I think we know it's going to continue to increase its usage across farms all over the globe. So, yeah, by all means, we believe that is a great opportunity and it's going to continue to increase.
That was Jesus Martinez with ABS Global. Jesus told me after our interview that if you're a dairy producer using sex semen now, that you haven't seen anything yet. That the new technology that ABS is working with actually finds and destroys less favorable semen cells to help ensure that every pregnant cow produces the highest quality calf possible. From the southern end of the world's longest barn here in Madison, I'm Bryant Gill.